Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So you have a new edition of the Rural Minnesota Journal being put out.
Right. Yeah. The Rural Minnesota Journal is a publication that we do every year. It's a collection of articles by authors that we collect from around the state, and it's always on a particular topic. And this year's topic is youth in rural Minnesota, young people, and what they think of being in rural Minnesota and what they see their future roles as being. And I should mention that all of our authors, well, just about all of our authors, are under the age of 40, and they're all from rural Minnesota.
That's interesting, you know, because I think there's been this ongoing, for lack of better terminology, wringing of hands mm-hmm. of the loss of that human capital of young people, you know, smart young people moving to the big cities and mm-hmm. and being drawn to the sort of the metros.
Right, and all of our articles touch on that in one way or another, but one article in particular that I think people will find really interesting was done by some clever young people in U of M Extension out in Morris, talking about how the brain drain is really not as terrible as everybody thinks it is, and that people do leave to go to college and go, you know, to the metro areas. But there's pretty strong evidence that once they've gotten that education and kind of gotten started, you know, started a family and everything, they want to come back and they want to be out in the towns and the areas where they grew up.
So there is actually that sort of boomerang effect then.
Exactly, yeah. Hmm. And then we also have articles talking about training young people to for healthcare jobs in rural areas. That's going to be extremely critical as the population gets older and we need more healthcare workers. We have a great article on training young people to be leaders and how education plays a part in that, and on business. And so I think this is shaping up to be a really good issue.
Well, that's fascinating. Do you have anything on, like, I think about the entrepreneurial part of that equation and, you know, how the rural parts of the state, you know, kind of have, there's a balance of some positives and negatives. So, you know,
right.
Positives being, of course, some of the lifestyle things that mm-hmm. you don't get in a metro. But sometimes there's things, you know, we've talked about broadband, for instance, and then not mm-hmm. being entirely readily available everywhere. So those sorts of things.
Right. And that's one of the a key thing in rural communities is that when people are coming back from having, you know, lived in the metro area and having certain kinds of jobs, they want to come back to the community, but there may not be that particular job available for them. And so if they really want to stay, this is probably a really good opportunity for them to just start their own business. Mm-hmm. And so that's another reason for communities to be open to that idea of entrepreneurship and helping people start their own businesses.
All right. Well, this has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.